3.20. The Necklace by Guy de Maupassant. Part 1.
Mathilde Loisel was a pretty and charming girl, but born into a poor family. She was ambitious and thought she deserved to be part of the highest level of French society. As she grew up, she was increasingly ashamed of her circumstances, but there was little she could do about it. Eventually, she married a clerk at the Ministry of Education. They led a simple life, and Mathilde suffered. She felt that she deserved a life of luxury, and their poor house and ugly furniture and just one young servant made her miserable. She had no dresses, no jewelry, nothing. She never visited her one rich school friend, Madame Forestier, because she could not bear to see the life that she herself would never have. One evening, her husband came home, proudly holding in his hand a large envelope.
"Here,"
he said.
"Here's something for you."
She quickly opened it. It was an invitation from the Minister of Education to a party at the Palace of the Ministry. But instead of being delighted, as her husband had hoped, she threw the invitation on the table.
"What do you want me to do with this?"
"My dear, I thought you would be pleased. You never go out, and this is a great occasion. I went to a lot of trouble to get the invitation. Everybody wants one, and not many are given to the clerks. You will meet all kinds of important people there."
She looked at him impatiently and said,
"What do you want me to wear to the party?"
He had not thought of that. He hesitated.
"The dress you wear to the theater."
He stopped, as he saw that his wife was crying.
"What's the matter? What's the matter?"
Mathilde wiped her eyes and replied calmly.
"Nothing. Only I have no dress, so I cannot go to this party. Give your invitation to some colleague whose wife has better clothes than I."
Her husband was heartbroken.
"Look here, Mathilde. How much would this cost, a proper dress?"
She thought for a few seconds and answered,
"I don't know exactly, but I think I could do it with 400 francs.
He grew a little pale. He had saved exactly this amount for a short trip the following summer with his friends. But he said,
"All right, I will give you 400 francs, but make sure you get a pretty dress."
But as the day of the party drew near, Mathilde was still not happy. Although she now had her dress, she had no jewelry to go with it. When she told her husband, he suggested that she ask her friend Jean Forestier to lend her something. Pleased with the idea, she went to her friend's house and told her about her distress. Madame Forestier agreed to lend her something. She tried on several pieces, but nothing was right until she suddenly saw a magnificent diamond necklace. To her joy, her friend let her borrow it.